Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter. This week, we answer a question about the great Fillmore Music Halls and the man behind them. We also play some recordings from shows there. But first, we visit a museum in Georgia to explore the works of the wild Spanish painter, Salvador Dalí. The High Museum of Art in Atlanta, Georgia, is well known for its collection of 19th and 20th century art. It is also known for its very modern building. American architect Richard Meyer designed the museum's main building. Italian architect Renzo Piano later designed an addition to it. The museum's current exhibit is about the Spanish surrealist painter Salvador Dalí. Barbara Klein has more.
The High Museum's current exhibit is called Salvador Dalí, The Late Work. Many of the paintings have not been shown in the United States for over 50 years. This is the first major exhibit to pay attention to Dalí's art after 1940. The exhibit aims to change the belief that his later art was not as strong as his earlier works. Salvador Dalí is widely recognized as one of the most famous and also disputed artists of the 20th century. He was born in 1904 in Figueres, Spain. In the 1930s, he became one of the most well-known members of the Surrealist art movement. The Surrealists rejected reason in favor of the mind's subconscious. Many works were very strange and inspired by dreams. The Surrealists later expelled Dalí from their group, but this did not stop him from continuing to call attention to his art and his wild personality. His work is playful, strange, intelligent, and extraordinarily skillful. As visitors enter the High Museum's exhibit, they get to know the artist through a series of pictures taken by photographer Philippe Halsmann. One series of playful black-and-white photos of Dalí are all about the different forms of his famous mustache. Many paintings in the exhibit combine Dalí's interest in religion and science. It was unusual for a modern artist to paint a subject as traditional as religion. The Madonna of Port Lligat from 1950 is his version of a painting of Mary and Jesus. He painted his wife, Gala, as Mary. She and her surroundings seem to be breaking apart like molecules. Christ of St. John of the Cross shows Jesus on the cross, but he is seen from a striking angle, as though Dalí were looking down on him from above his head. Experts say this is one of the most popular religious paintings of the 20th century. Dalí called his belief in science and religion nuclear mysticism. The exhibit also tells about Dalí's interest in drawing, clothing, theater, and movies. And the exhibit shows how he created an image of himself that was larger than life.
Our listener question today comes from Japan. Neil Osawa wants to know about the concert promoter, Bill Graham, and his Fillmore Music Halls. Bill Graham was born Wolfgang Grajonka in 1931 in Berlin, Germany. He fled by foot to France to escape the Nazis in 1939. A few years later, he moved to the United States. Bill Graham was one of the most famous concert promoters and band managers of his time. He held his first event in 1965 at the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco, California. It was a benefit performance for a political comedy group called the San Francisco Mime Troupe. Bill Graham served as the group's business manager. San Francisco had long been known as one of the most popular entertainment cities in the United States. Graham had rented the Fillmore Auditorium from an African-American man named Charles Sullivan. Sullivan was one of the major promoters of black music at the time. He had made the Fillmore Auditorium popular worldwide by bringing famous African-American performers like Billie Holiday, James Brown, and Sammy Davis Jr. Bill Graham's benefit concert was so successful that he asked to use the Fillmore for other concerts. They were also successful. Charles Sullivan was murdered in 1966. Bill Graham took over the job of getting performers for the hall. He brought in some of the biggest names in rock history. They included the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Howling Wolf, and Otis Redding. The concerts were advertised as Bill Graham Presents. They used creatively designed posters for advertisements. The concerts were also popular for the extreme light shows that lit up the stage as the bands performed. In 1968, Bill Graham moved his operations to a dance hall called the Carousel Ballroom. He renamed it the Fillmore West. That same year, he opened another concert hall in New York City called the Fillmore East. Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, Miles Davis, and The Who were among the many famous musicians who performed there. Bill Graham was an extremely talented businessman and band manager. He was one of the first promoters to include rock, jazz, blues, and folk on the same show. He died in a helicopter crash in 1991 as he was leaving a concert. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the following year.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so.
That is blues great Muddy Waters performing at the first Fillmore. Catherine Cole plays more of the music Bill Graham helped make great.
The rock band Jefferson Airplane was popular in San Francisco in 1965. Bill Graham presented the band in the first of what he would call dance concerts at the Fillmore that year. The following year, Bill Graham became the band's manager. In 1967, Jefferson Airplane's song Somebody to Love became a big hit.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you
The California band The Birds was among the groups Bill Graham presented at the new space he called Fillmore West. Here is a recording from a 1969 show. The Birds perform So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star.
So you want to be a rock and roll star, then listen down to what I say. Just get an electric guitar and make some time to learn how to play. And when your head's full flat and your best with time, it's gonna be alright. When it's time to go downtown, we'll let you down, we'll let you down. Sell your soul to the company while waiting there for some plastic wear. And in a week or two, if you make the chance to get a day to buy.
In 1971, Aretha Franklin was already a huge success as the Queen of Soul. But former producer Jerry Wexler wanted her to perform for the rock and roll audiences at Fillmore West. Later, she said it was one of the greatest moments of her career. The concerts were recorded on an album. Here is Aretha Franklin performing Love the One You're With, from Aretha Live at Fillmore West.
Don't be angry, baby, don't lose track. Don't sit back talking about some good time to have. There's a boy sitting next to you. Why don't you check him out? See what he wants to get into.
With music from the Fillmore East in New York City. It was recorded May 30th, 1971. Less than a month later, Bill Graham closed the Fillmore East forever. Here is New York native Laura Nyro with Spanish Harlem.
I'm Mario Ritter. Our program was written by June Sims, Dana Demange, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.